Hello, it's Michael.
Michael, it's Nadine. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I know. So I was speaking with the management. So here's a suggestion. You haven't filled out the application yet, right?
Hell no, I'm still working.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure because what they're suggesting is let's get you approved for all three categories, but we only turn on the HVAC one when you get approved, right? This way, at least you've already gone through the process of getting approved for all three, but you can choose, listen, I only want the HVAC ones turned on right now once you get approved, and then we do that, right? This way, we're knocking it out in one shot.
Yep.
So there's one of three licenses that they're requiring for the plumbing. It's the South Carolina State Residential Specialty Contractors Registration. And it says with a plumbing subclassification. This is what Google's saying. This is what they're telling me.
No. I got the big one. I got the big commercial one.
Okay. I'm just saying these are the three that they're saying. And then there's the other one that's the mechanical contractor's license with the plumbing subclassification or the home builder's license.
Honey, listen to what I'm saying. I don't have a residential nothing. I got all commercial stuff because in the state of South Carolina, commercial can do residential, but residential cannot do commercial.
Right.
So I just said, screw it. I just go commercial. All my licenses, I got the unlimited mechanical license. It covers, I can send you a picture.
Send me a picture. That would be good.
It says plumbing PD4 and HVAC something CL something 4. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then the general, there's two licenses in South. There's the general and the mechanical. Mechanical covers, if you take the electrical license, that's mechanical too. So the mechanical covers electrical, plumbing, and HVAC, and general covers everything else.
Right. Okay, I'm going to let them know if you can send me a picture. I would say send me a picture because I'm looking at what Google's saying, the three that they accept. So I don't want there to be a hiccup with it. I understand what you're saying. I understand. This is Google. It's not me saying it. I'm just telling you what it's showing me, what Google's requiring.
Listen to what I'm saying, okay? They deal with a bunch of jackasses and jacklegs, and yes, There are special classifications in the residential, but there's not any specialty in, in mechanical, there's not any specialties, but on the general side, I got the general and I got a marine. There's different classifications, but all the other ones fall under general. Now, in the residential, yeah, you got a damn bazillion little specialty license, okay?
Right.
But, you know, I might have to call the LLR and find out what the hell the deal is with Google.
Yeah. So when you're filling out the application late tonight?
Yeah. Listen.
Okay.
Just listen to what I'm saying. If you go to the South Carolina LLR, SCLLR, okay, and look up my mechanical license, my license number is 112-990.
Okay.
And my GC license is 102-646.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Just look up those licenses. I'm hoping that can answer your question. Otherwise, you call me back, and I'll call the LLR and find out. But there shouldn't be any issue.
Okay. All right. Just, I would say right now then, stick with the HVAC. Don't add the other two because I don't want Google to say, well, that's not what we want, even though I know they're probably full of it because you know exactly what you need and what's required. Google, for whatever reason, so I don't want you delaying the HVAC getting approved. So move forward with the HVAC
here's
until
the
I get clarification on the other ones.
Here's the thing. the HVAC and the, here's the other, it's a kick in the dick. The mechanical license,
mm-hmm.
it's only one number. It covers plumbing and HVAC. You'll see that when you look up, if you look up the number on the South Carolina LLR, 11264, no, 112990.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it, it'll say HVAC and plumbing.
Okay.
And then it'll give you the number, it'll give you the class four. See, when you say class four, that's a commercial designation. That's not residential designation. That's a commercial designation. Google's
okay.
Kind of fucked.
I know. That's what I'm saying, because they ask for like a very specific, and it's like, okay, but if the business owner has this that covers all of it, what's the deal, right? I'm just saying that's what Google's saying. I know what you're doing is right. I know what you have is right, but Google's saying something else. So this way that there's no delay in getting you approved for the HVAC, let's get that out of the way. Just stick with proceeding with just getting you found for the HVAC for now until we get all that approved and situated. And then in the meantime, I'm going to go back with my manager and question him about this, because I'm going to tell him, you need to get in touch with Google and find out why are they requiring this when he's got this that covers all of it. You know
Kate,
what I mean?
When you ask me, I didn't think there was any kind of issue when you're saying, okay, you have to have a number four designation. That's the only commercial. Residential, the only way you get a residential light builder is you have to be bonded. Okay? The designations with one through five is how much you can bid on. When you're in residential is pretty much unlimited. That's why you have to have a bond, and there's no number designation to residential. The special licenses, like you said, under it.
Yeah. Okay. All righty then. I'll still look into it, but in the meantime, we're just going to stick with the HVAC for now, because I know.
Honestly, HVAC, the HVAC license covers the plumbing.
I know it does for you and in your state, but according to Google, they want a separate licensing, which I think is ridiculous. That's why I'm going to go back to my manager about it. But in the meantime, I just want you to get approved for the HVAC, right? At least right now, let's get that approved.
Okay.
Okay. All right, my dear. All right. I'll let you get back to work. Bye.